Aleph, and we have to learn Taisus Lemishrei Evarim Ufdorim. But let us just see Rashi for 1 minute. Let's just say the last shur in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda Kroki Oso Lemishrei Evarim Ufdorim Huda Oso. The pasuk Leisavaru Eish V'chol Meishveiseichem. This pasuk is speaking about that one is permitted to be makter in Shabbos, to burn in Shabbos, the eivorim and the fats of korbanos. Now, which fats are we speaking about? Which eivorim are we speaking about? So let us see Rashi. Eivorim apedorim huda osa lahatir es hekteiram kol halaylo. That one is permitted to be makter, the eivorim of Erev Shabbos, kol ha-layla. One is permitted to be makter them in Shabbos. That's hanegei alonu. Let us see Taisvis. Lemishrei eivorim updorim. V'im taima. So Taisvis asks as follows. I eivorim updorim d'chol k'deperish hakunteres. If we are speaking about the eivorim of the korbanos, that they were makriv b'chol. Someone was makriv, like this the halacha is, if a person is makriv a kolben, in b'yimei ha-chol, so he has the whole night to be makdil, to burn the evorim, to burn the fats by other kobonis, he has the whole night. Now, if a person is makriv a kolben, erev Shabbos, so even though mitzad the etzem kolben the zman haktor is at night, he's the kolben as the kiyam mitzvah haktor, he could be mekayim it at night, but at Shabbos, how is one permitted to be makter in Shabbos the eivorim of a kolben shalchol? So Taisvus asks, I eivorim updorim dechol, if we are speaking about the eivorim and the limbs, we're burning a kolben oilo, or pedorim, or the fats, the choil of a kolben that was nikrav, b'choil erev Shabbos, k'deperish b'kuntres. So Taisa says that can't be. Ha'omar b'perik v'amem adlikim. The Gemara b'perik v'adlikim says as follows. Oilas Shabbos b'shabbatoi. In Shabbos, one can only be maktir the Oila Shabbos, the Kolben that comes because of Shabbos, this Pasuk is God speaking about the Musaf, the Kolben Musaf of Shabbos. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbat. One can be makter the Kolben Shabbos in Shabbos. And the Gemara is medayik, v'loy Oila Schel b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to be makter a Oila of a Kolben Chol in Shabbos. So how can you say like Rashi? We have the Gemara Darshan's one is not permitted to be makdir oilas chayil and Shabbos. Maybe we won't say like Rashi, and we'll say eivorim updorim the Shabbos. The pasuk is coming to tell us that the korban is that they were makriv in Shabbos. They were makriv a korban tamid. They were makriv a korban musaf. And the pasuk is coming to tell us that even though he has time to be makdir the eivorim moitzoi Shabbos, and the pasuk is coming to tell us that he could be makdir it in Shabbos. That's what Taisus wants to say. Vi eivorim updorim the Shabbos. If the pasuk is telling us the eivorim updorim of the korban the Shabbos, that is the tamid and the musaf. Vashmi'inon, and we learn, mi b'chol ma'ish v'yseichem. The af al gab the mitzvosom kol halayla. Even though theoretically, one could be mekayim the mitzvah the whole night afterwards, so mitzoy Shabbos, he could burn the yevorim. Ve'ev shel ha'aktiron b'mitzoy Shabbos. Afilo ho'chi dochi Shabbos. From deswegen, it is doiche Shabbos, and that's what this pasuk is telling us. Homei oila Shabbos nofak. This halacha, that one is permitted to be makdir, the kolben Shabbos in Shabbos, this we can learn out from this pasuk oila Shabbos b'Shabbate. Why? Mide memayit oila schoil. What is the pasuk telling us? You should be makriv the kolb in Shabbos in Shabbos. Now, you could learn two ways. In Hakrove, there are two things which when one is makriv a kolb, he's mechalo Shabbos. When he shechs the kolb, he's mechalo Shabbos. And when he burns the limbs of the kolb, he's mechalo Shabbos. Now, what is this pasuk telling us? Oila Shabbos b'Shabbat, one is permitted to be makriv the kolben musaf in Shabbos. So what does makriv mean? Does makriv mean you're permitted to shecht it only? Because you can't, if you won't shecht it now, you won't be able to shecht the kolben at all. Or does the pasuk also mean you're permitted to burn it also in Shabbos? So Taisva says, let's figure this out. The pasuk tells us, Oila Shabbos, one is permitted to be makriv in Shabbos, the Kolben Shabbos, but a Kolben Choyl is not permitted to be makriv in Shabbos. So what type of akrava are we speaking about? If we are, so that's what Taisus wants to be mevado. On the Oila Shabbos Novak, from this pasuk of Oila Shabbos, we can learn out that one is permitted to burn the Eivorim of the Kolben Musaf in Shabbos. How do you know that that is pshat in the pasuk? Because the pasuk tells us the Oila Shabbos you're permitted to do in Shabbos, but you are not allowed permitted to do an Oila Shchil, to be makrev an Oila Shchil in Shabbos. Now, what kind of a krav are we speaking about? The pasuk is telling us that you're permitted to burn in Shabbos the Eivorim of the Kolben Shabbos, but you are not permitted to burn in Shabbos the Eivorim of a Kolben Chol. Why? The Shechita Zriki, you can't say the pasuk is telling us you're permitted to shecht the Eila Shabbos in Shabbos, but you're not permitted to shecht the Eila Shchol in Shabbos. So Taisa says, the Shechita Zrika Ovos Mani Bishkiya Sachamo. Without this pasuk, I know you can't shecht the Friday Kolben in Shabbos. Because as soon as it passes the Shkia, it is not Zman Shechita Sakolben. So I don't, besides, forget about the Shabbos that you did. Out the Kolben of Erev Shabbos, if you don't shecht it before the Shkia, you can't shecht it anymore. So this pasuk that is telling us, that the Oila Shabbos, you could be makriv in Shabbos, but you can't be makriv the Oila Shchil in Shabbos. This pasuk is speaking about the Haktorah. That I could think that since this man Haktorah of the Erev Shabbos the Kolben is a whole night, so I would think one is permitted to burn this Kolben the whole night. So the pasuk is telling us, no, the Oila Shabbos you're permitted to burn in Shabbos. But the Oila Shchil, you're not permitted to burn in Shabbos. Al Kolponim, so now we know Pshat in this Pasuk, Oila Shabbos B'Shabbatai is telling us that the Kolben Musaf of Shabbos, one is permitted to burn in Shabbos. So you can't say that the Pasuk Leisavar Leish B'chom Eish V'Seichem is telling us you're permitted to burn the Kolben Shal Shabbos in Shabbos, because this I can learn out from the Pasuk of Oila Shabbos B'Shabbatai. Im kein Eivorim Pdorim b'Shabbos, kreivim b'Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean? L'mishrei Eivorim Pdorim. So b'kitzer, the Eivorim of the Erev Shabbos the Kolben is also, because we have a pasuk Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat Eilu Eilu Shchil b'Shabbos. The Eivorim of Shabbos, you can be makriv in Shabbos. I have the same pasuk Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat that you could be maktir the Eilu Shabbos in Shabbos. So what is this pasuk of Leisavar Reish B'chol Meish V'Seichem teaching us that you're permitted to be maktir the Eivorim? I don't need this pasuk. The Yeshloimar, the Osi L'Mishrei Eivorim Updorim D'Chol. It is Taki coming to permit us that we are permitted to burn the Eivorim Updorim, the fats, of the Erev Shabbos Tikikom. Taisus just said you're not allowed to burn them in Shabbos. Kshemoshlo bohen ha'oir mi bo'oid yoim. If you had started burning them Erev Shabbos, it became already lachmoy shel mizbeach. So then the halacha is, one is permitted to continue burning them in Shabbos, even though in Yesod it's a kolben of Erev Shabbos. V'hodekomar, that what the Gemara says further, v'loi oilas eivorim updorim v'chel b'shabbos, we learned that from this pasuk, that one is not permitted to burn the eivorim of an oilas chel in Shabbos. That means if it never started burning yet, and you want to put it on the fire in Shabbos, a kol mechil, that you're not permitted to do. But if already it became lachmai shel mizbeach, it became already in the reshus of the mizbeach, and it started burning already, so one may continue burning it in Shabbos. And that's what we learn now from this pasuk. The Gemara says in Yume, Eivorei choyl shenitoisru, the eivorim, the limbs of a kolben choyl that was left over in Shabbos, oisen lehem maroche b'fnei atzmon v'soidron afilu b'Shabbos, one is permitted to make a special fire and put them on the fire in Shabbos. So that's what it's speaking about. If it was left over, it means it had already started to burn, but it did not burn completely, these eivorim may be burnt in Shabbos. Rav Huna says you do not make a special maroche. You don't make a special fire for them. But everyone holds that the maroche, you don't make a special fire for them, but the maroche, the pile of eitzim that is burning on the mizbeach, which all the other kabbonis are burning, they continue burning on that maroche. So you are permitted to burn these kabbonis. Hainu, kshemosh labem ha'u kidemuchachosim. That is only nitaisru means if it started burning Erev Shabbos. One lashon the Gemara says in Yume, the davke bipsulim, davke by a posel akolbni moshla bema oir eini loy loy. So it seemed davke by a posel akolbni such a loche. So Tais says, la mishum dekshayrim loy beinim moshla bema oir. Not the Gemara means that by a kosher akolbin, you're permitted to burn it even if it hadn't already started burning before Shabbos. To tell us this chiddush that you can continue burning it, I need this chiddush for psulim. I don't need that gemara to tell me this chiddush. But al kolponim, this is the chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of this pasuk, lo yisavaru eish b'chil meshveisechem v'yoyim ha-shabbos b'chom meshveisechem yata ma'avir. But you're permitted to burn in the Beis HaMikdash. This is speaking about a kolben shel choyl that already had started burning Erev Shabbos. One is permitted to continue burning it in Shabbos. The rivo mistapek b'shar kolbonis. The rivo is misupik by other kolbonis kshemoshlo behenao that they had started burning Erev Shabbos. Im nasu kelachmai shal mizbeach, if this also becomes like the food of the mizbeach lemishrinu b'Shabbos, you should be permitted to continue burning it in Shabbos, ilav, or maybe not. The dilma davke b'tomid mahani haytaime mishum d'shem tomid doiche Shabbos. The suffix of the rivo is as follows. There are certain types of karbonis which are doiche Shabbos. That means the kolben tomid of Shabbos is doiche Shabbos. The kolben musif of Shabbos is doiche Shabbos. So there are certain kolbonis that are bekoyach lidchois es haShabbos. So now we have a limud, the kolben tomid of Erev Shabbos. If it started to burn Erev Shabbos, you can continue burning it in Shabbos. Why? So the Rav said maybe this is since the shema kolben is tomid, and the tomid of Shabbos is doiche Shabbos. So we learn now from this pasuk the tomid of Erev Shabbos, since it started burning Erev Shabbos, gets the dinim of the tomid of Shabbos, and it is doiche Shabbos. But let us say a person has nedarim and nedavos. A person brought a shlomim for a neder. A shlomim is never doiche Shabbos. So memele, so the riva klar the shaila. So what will be the din if a person was makriv a shlomim erev Shabbos and he was already maktir the evorim? He started the ktoras emurim, the ktoras of the fats erev Shabbos. May he continue to burn them in Shabbos? Do I say since it started, it became lachmai shel mizbeach, so one can now one can continue burning it in Shabbos? Or maybe this whole lomdus of lachmai shel mizbeach only applies to Hashem kolben that is doiche Shabbos, tamid is doiche Shabbos, musaf is doiche Shabbos. So these kolbonis, so even though in Yisod they're not the tamid shel Shabbos, not the musaf shel Shabbos, they have a koyach adchiyah, but a shlomim could be will never be doiche. That is the suffix of the riba. Period. But now Taisa said pshat ma gemara. A gemara is speaking about the evorim upedorim shemoshla bahem ha'ur, that they started burning erev Shabbos. Now Taisa is a technical problem in the limudim. The kosher the hosem apik lei biyume mi beboyadoi vafilu b'Shabbos. The gemara in Yume learns out this din that the Gemara in Yuma is speaking about, that if it had started burning Erev Shabbos, one is permitted to continue burning it in Shabbos. The Gemara brings there a limud from Mayadai. May be burnt in its time, Vafilu b'Shabbos. So the Gemara is a posik. V'hochem afik lei mi b'may shvei seichem. Here the Gemara says a posik may shvei seichem. V'loi b'beis hamikdosh. The Niras Ataisa is the Ika Drasha mi b'may shvei seichem. The Ika Drasha is taken the posik that Agama brings. V'osam noket b'mayade v'afilu b'shabos. Agav the boy leminka b'mayade v'afilu b'tume. The Gemara wants to tell us another lacha also, that the kolbon tomid, one can be makri v'afilu b'tume. So the Gemara puts in the Drasha of Shabbos also. But really the Ika Drasha is not from Mayadei. The Ike Drosh is from Meshvei Seichem. Wait, Kosh. Well, but Meshvei Seichem, it's like the Sreifes Bas Koyin, like Dochi Shabbos, Kedoshin, the Perikama, the Yabomis. Perik Echadin, the Momenis. Now, Makan, the Meshvei Seichem, Af Meshovi, so Amul Kan. Taisa says, the Gemara says in Yabomis, there was a Havamina in the Gemara, that a Bas Koyin, that is Chayev Besreife, the Sreife Bisman Chazal was that they melted lead, and they poured it down her throat. So the Gemara Rahava mean that if a Bas Koyin Shezinsa, she was an Ashes Ish Shezinsa, and she's Chayiv Mrs. Besen of Shreife, so the Gemara Rahava mean you would kill her in Shabbos. The Gemara learns out from a Saposik, the Sevaru Eish Bechol Moishveiseichem is coming to tell us. There's another pasuk that says Moishavis, which is speaking about Mishpat, is speaking about Bezen. So the pasuk is telling us that even if one wants to make a fire, Letzeirach Mises Bezen, one is also not permitted. So it seems this Moishveiseichem is used up for a different drosha, that Bezen is not permitted to give Sreife on Shabbos. So how can you learn from the Moishveiseichem something else? Bishleim the hoche michem dorish, not from the word moishavos. It says moishavosaychem, your moishavos, and not the beis hamikdash. The midrashiv moishavosaychem, like siv moishavos. There the Gemara darshens from the word moishavos. So from the word loisavar eish b'chol moishavos, I learn out that sreifas bas koyin is not doiche Shabbos. From the kem we have a diuk moishavosaychem, that in the Beis HaMikdash one is permitted to burn a Evorim of Pedod. V'hod edarshin eperkama dekdushin Moishavis tekosav rachmona gabei Shabbos lomoli. The Gemara in Kedushin is upset a third chiddush with the word Moishavis. V'koma adesal kedaita chamina, I would think, hoyle be'inyem moyadis ksiv, tiboy kiddush bezden kemoyadis. I would think, since Shabbos is written together with the Yomim Tovim, and just like by the Yomim Tovim, Bezen is not Mekadosh the Chodesh, so there's no Kiddush, the Mayadim don't become Kodesh. So I would think Shabbos is also the same. Kamash Malon, so Mamela, you see, we need a different drosha. We learn a different drosha from this Moishveiseichem. So Taisi says, Loi milois of our reis b'chol meishvei seichem dorish kad perish hakuntaris. The Gemara is not speaking about our posik. Lois of our reis b'chol meishvei seichem. The who like siva binyan the mayadis. That posik is not speaking near the yomim toivim. Vitzlich lo namika the dorish ocha. Our meishvei seichem is taken up already. We dash in meishovis on seifes baskoye meishvei seichem. That one is permitted to be makter the yvorma pedorim from Erev Shabbos. There's a different Meshvei Seichem in Gansen. Rashi, it seems, in Kedushin doesn't say like that. And that's the Gemara in Kedushin. Let us go further. So the Mishnah said that even though in the Beis HaMikdash, when they wanted to kindle, they wanted to ignite the fire of in the Beis HaMikdash, they were permitted just to start igniting it, and they would rely that the rest would kindle by itself, and were not afraid that the kahanim would stir the wood or move the wood to ensure that the fire should continue, because kahanim's reason, that is dafkin the Beis HaMikdash. But ubigvulin, if a person wants to ignite a fire in bigvulim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he wants to have a fire to warm himself on Shabbos, so he's only permitted to do this, k'dei she'techai sa'ul berubay. That roiv of the eitzim, roiv of the fuel that is being burnt, has to start burning already Erev Shabbos. Then I could be assured that he won't enhance the fire by pushing the logs or doing something like that. My rubo. Now, what is considered roiv of the medulla? Roiv of the fuel has to be burning already. Omar Rav, roiv kol echad ve'echad. That means if you have 10 logs that you ignited erev Shabbos, so all of these 10 logs have to be burning. Roiv, the majority of the log has to be burning Erev Shabbos. Then you're permitted to derive benefit from this fire. If there's less than roiv of each log that is burning, forget about it. You're not allowed to use this heat, derive benefit from this heat, because Chazal wa geyza, shema yechat. That's what Rav says. So roiv means the majority of each log. Ushmul omar, kedei shelo yaimru, as long as roiv of the fuel is burning already, is ignited already, you do not need roiv of each log. If roiv of the fuel is burning, and it is not necessary to bring small pieces of wood to ensure that the fire will continue, so that's enough. Tana Rav Chiya l'siyu l'shmul. So Rav Chiya brought a raya to Shmuel. We find by another halacha, as long as it's burning by itself and you don't need a siyua, a help from another thing, so that's sufficient. Kidei, it says, we'll see what it's speaking about. Kidei she tehi she tehei shalheves oila meyaleom v'loi she tehi shalheves oila al yedei dover acha. That means if the flame can go up already on its own accord, you don't need any assistance, any added fuel. So that's sufficient. So memela, that what it says, ruban in the Mishnah, ruban means as long as it can burn by itself, you don't have to add any more fuel, that is sufficient. And that, it seems, is if roiv of the medure, roiv of the fuel is burning already, so that is sufficient. You don't have to make sure that each log is burning and roiv of each log is burning. That is Shita Shmuel, and that's how we paskel aloch. Let us see Rashi. Kol echot ve'echot. Kol eitz ve'eitz. Every piece of wood that is burning, roiv of that, the majority of that wood has to burn. You should not say, as long as the fire is burning in the majority of the woods that are the fuel, that's sufficient. That is not sufficient. You need the majority of each piece of wood. Shmuel Amar, no, you don't need so much. Kadesh Eloi Tzorich Loimar, that the fire is burning on its own accord, that you don't need assistance from something else. Kadesh Eloi Tzorich Loimar, Havei Eitzim Dakim, let us bring some thin pieces of wood, V'naniach Tachteim Lahavir Es Eilu, and we'll put it underneath these big pieces of wood to ignite them. So the Gemara brought a raya to Shmuel from a baraisa. Tane rabchiye bepeirik v'amem madlikin. Legabi menoira. Legabi radlokis ha-menoira. It says, lahalois ner tomit. So the Gemara darshans, what is the taish lahalois ner tomit? Shetei shal heves oila me'ele. That the chiv to ignite it is till the flame goes up by itself already. Alma bechi I gavna have adloka. That's cool. That was ignited already. As long as it can go up by itself, that is sufficient. Mishum ri halevi. That's how Rashi heard this from the ri halevi. That means the Gemara brought Tani Rabchiye. We it says shetehei shal heves oila mi'aleha is. And this shalheves oil aleo is the Gemara in the next Perek. The Gemara is speaking about the menorah, and we learn out from Lahalis Ner Tomi that is sufficient shalheves oil aleo. Vikoshali. So Rashi says, I don't think this is pshat in the Gemara. Chode de Rami Bachomek Toni Lahosam. First of all, our Gemara says that this halache, shetei shalheves oil aleo, so who said this? Abaraise Tone Rabchiye. Abaraise. This was Abaraise from Rabchiye. And this is a raya to Shmuel. So Rashi says, if you look in the Gemara, in Bamem Adlikin, which is the next Omid, Daf Chof Aleph, so it's the Rami Bachomek Toni Lohosam. It's the Baal, the Mechaber of this Drosh is not Rabchiye, it's Rami Bachomek. It's a different person. Va'oy the lav masnisei. It's not a bereise. Elohu amar lo beperish the masnis nachite. He said pshat in a mishnah. So he said this halacha. So it's very modne to say that Tana Rabchiya means the Gemara further when it's not Rabchiya and it's not a bereise over there. So it's not mustava to say that we're speaking about this Gemara. V'shar Rabbi seinu tonu lo linye medure. My other Rebbe said that this is a special baraisa shetei shal heves oilam la, speaking about this halacha mamish of how much does a medure have to be ignited in order that it's permitted to be used Shabbos, as long as shal heves oilam la, that is sufficient. So it's enough in the baraisa like Shmuel. V'ani matzasi oisa b'teiris koinim. Rashi says, I found this baraisa in teiris koinim legabi menoirev. But Al Kaponim, not like the Ria Levi. The Ria Levi said it's the member of Rami Bachom and the next Omid. So the Rashi says, so that's the wrong man the Yomar, and it's not a Baraisa. Taisvis, Kadei Shetehei Shalheves Oila Meyaleo. So Taisvis also learned that this is speaking about the Menoire. So Taisvis had a Kashem Mayin Shemitel Eitzel Har Sinai. That means like this. We are speaking about a Gzeira de Rabbonim. That one is not permitted to have a partially ignited fire before Shabbos. Al tzagzeire, he might go and he'll be maver the eish in Shabbos. That's our Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from the mitzvah of hadlokes haneiris. The mitzvah of hadlokes haneiris is till when should one hold the fire over the wick? When you see already that the flame will go up on its own accord, then you were mekayim mitzvahs hadlokim. So the Gemara is very difficult to understand. We're speaking about gzeira d'rabbanan, being a rai from the mitzvah hadlokim. What does one thing of a shaykhis with the other? So Taisis explains our Gemara as follows. Alma, b'mokim shehikpid akosid shelo yikovet. The Torah wanted that the flame should not become extinguished, not lesh sechoyz. So the Torah says, how are you assured that it won't lesh sechoyz? Sagi shitei shall have a soilam yaleh. So it's sufficient. If you see that the flame is going up on its own accord, I can be assured It won't lash the chayes. There's no din roiv over here. It's not alone that you see the flame is going by itself. That is enough of a shear to assure us that we don't have to be afraid. It'll be, the fire will become extinguished. Zok the Gemara weiter. Eitz yechidi. What if you want to ignite one log? How much of this log has to burn in order for you to be permitted to use it on Shabbos? Rav Omar Roiv Ovyoi. Here again, Rav was Machma. Rav says the majority of the thickness of the log has to be burning already. Omri lo, and others said, Beroiv Hekeifoi. That you don't need the majority of the thickness. If the roiv of the circumference of the log is burning, that means even though it didn't penetrate into the thickness of the log, but if the majority of the circumference of the log is burning, that is sufficient. Omer Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, we don't know how to paskin, so we're machmer. Hilkach be'inan roiv ovyoi, or be'inan roiv ekeifoi. You need that the fire should encompass the majority of the circumference, and you also need that the roiv of the thickness of the log should be ignited. The Gemara says, this shayla is a machlekes tanoi, kitanoi. Rab Chiya omar, kidei sheyishoches ha'eitz mimleches ha'umin. That the log has to be damaged already, that you can't do anything with this wood anymore. So, in other words, that's Reiv Ovyoi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiroi Merkadei Shetayochi Se'esh Mishnei Tzodim. That it is sufficient, or maybe you need this also, there's a Shtikal Chumr in this also, that both sides of the circumference, the fire has to encompass both sides of the circumference of the log, and it should be a majority. Now the Gemara says, even though I don't have a raya that is a mila of roive keifoi of both sides, but I have a seichel ledova, shtikol smach I have from a posik. The posik says, a snake tzoysov ochla ha'esh, when the both sides of the eights are being eaten up by the fire, that means the fire is encompassing both sides of the eights that is burning. Then the inside eventually will dry out. Will then one be able to do any meloche with this piece of wood? That means it's ruined already. Now let us see Rashi, what the Rai is. Eitz yechidi, ke'ein tzuk shalom. I think this is a type of a log. Roiv ovyoi, sheyikone sa'u. The fire has to enter b'soich ovyoi in the thickness of the log ad ruboi, till roiv of the log is burning already. Roiv ekeifoi mi bachutz. The heck of the circumference from the outside is sufficient. Ketanoi roiv ovyoi roiv ekeifoi. She shocheis, it should become ruined, destroyed, roiv ovyoi. Beistodov roiv ekeifoi. Zeichaladova, the shuv heilach vedoilik. That if you have roiv ekeifoi that's burning, so the rest will go by itself. You don't have to worry about it. Shneik tzois of och lo ha'esh, if both sides of the log is encompassed by fire, be yidua, so you can be assured, shetoi chay nochal, that the inside will dry out, v'hol cholecha shaloi, all the moisture that is in the log will leave it, v'nasa yovesh will become completely dry. Nochal, the translation of Nochal Posak Lecha Shaloi. There's no moisture left in the log. The Yovesh, and it became dry. K'moi Nichal Groini, v'chein chore meni choire. A lotion of dryness. Zakti Gemara Vaita. V'ho'och lefonov mav'eres. Taisvis. Ashi shoches mim leches ha'umin. Avolaman di yomar mishetecha yisau mishnei tzodim. According to the second mandiyom, it is sufficient that the fire is encompassing both sides. It will not become destroyed if only the outside surface is burning.
Va'ava gab d'chsiva shnei k'tsoysav och lo ha'esh ha'yitzlach l'malach. And the pasuk seems to say that this is an automatic procedure, that if the sides are burning, automatically the inside will be destroyed, it's not usable anymore. Ha'ini gabi yeitz ha'gefen. The pasuk is speaking about a certain type of wood, eitz ha'gefen. Avol shar eitzim en ishchosam kol kach b'mheirom im leches umim. Other types of wood do not become destroyed right away if the fire is encompassing only the outside surface. Now, since we are speaking about fire, so the Gemara darshins a posik, Yirmiyah. The posik says, Va'och lefonov maveres. This is the posik in Yirmiyah is speaking about that the Megillas Eicha had been written, and it spoke all about the Chulban Abayis and the Golas Yerushalayim, and this was read before Yehoyakim HaMelech. And the Pasuk says, when this was read for him, V'ha'och lefonov maveres, it means, ha'och means that the fire was burning in front of him when this Megillah was read. And even though the Megillah that was read made a very strong impression on all those who heard it, was Nevuas Yirmi about the Chulban Abayis and Golis Yerushalayim, Melech Yehoyakim was not impressed. And it says every four psukim he said to take a razor and cut it out from the Megillah and throw it into the fire. Al-Kapanim, the Gemara wants to translate this word och. V'ha'och lefonov maveres. The och was burning in front of him. My och. Omar Rav Achvono. Achvono, so Rashi says, Arovo. Agavucha, the Gram Horovitz says that this does not mean the Arove that is kosher for Natilas Lulev. We're going to have to say that about Aroves. This is not that Arove. This is the Tziftzefor. The Tziftzefor is possible in Natilas Arove from the Dalad Minim. But this Achvone, this is also a type of Arove. And this burns. The Arove doesn't have the Milus of the Tziftzefor. So this is the Tziftzefor he wants to say. Ushmul omar, eitzim shenidloku ba'achvon. Rashi's gerz ba'achvo. The type of, kol ha'eitzim nidlokim zemizeh. That's the word is derived, the sheirish is achvo, brotherhood. Kol ha'eitzim nidlokim zemizeh ha'koten madlik ha'godol. Each one ignites the other one. That's the sheirish of the word och. Ahu da omalu man boy achvono. Someone was going and he was asking who wants to purchase achvone. Ishtaker, we found out what he called achvone, arveso, and arove, which is a tzivsefo. Omer Ravuna, kanim ein tzrichen roiv. We had learned before that ubigvulim shetei shetechoi so'u beruba. If you have a madure that is burning in the Gvulim, not in the Beis HaMoikid, you have to be assured that Roiv is burning. So the Gemara says, Kanim, these were types of reeds, or these you don't need Roiv. As long as, let us see what Rashi says. Ein tzrichen Roiv, lahatzi sasu'u beruba meyerev Shabbos. To ignite it, Erev Shabbos Beroy. Elamachis ben ur mi ba'od yoyim. You just ignite it when it's still day. Zisha ain't coven. It seems these burn very well. They will not lesh sechois. Zisha ain't coven ba'olchim. They don't lesh sechois by itself. Eladurkim ba'olchim. Fakel, they progress. Al kaponim, this is these kanim, whatever they are, it's an object that burns very well. It's a type of a fuel that burns very well. So ein tzrichen roiv, you do not have to ignite roiv of the kanim before Shabbos. That is dafke if these are singular kanim. Ogdon, but what if you had a bundle of kanim? So then it is difficult for the fire to penetrate all these kanim, because since they're tied together, there's not too much oxygen between the kanim, So the fire will become extinguished if you won't do anything about it. So Ogdon, if these kanim are not laid one next to the other, but they're bound together and they're tightly bound together, tzrich and roiv, then you need roiv. You have to ignite roiv over the igud in order to be permitted to use the Shabbos. And the same halacha the Gemara says applies by garinim. We learned yesterday the pits of dates were used for fuel. So if you want to use these pits, ain't tzrichin roif, you do not need a roif. They ignite one the other and they burn very well. Nosnon b'chay solites, but if you put a whole bunch of pits in a type of a basket and they're all compressed one next to the other, tzrichin roif, now because now the fire will not progress since they're all compressed one next to the other. Let us see Rashi. Tzrichin roif v'she'en shalheves yochel ikoneis b'neim, because the flame cannot enter between the kanim when they're mu'ugid, when they're tied together. Garinim shel tmorim imasa mehem medure. If he made a big fire from them, l'chsheyovshu, after they dry out, ain't tzrichin roif, you do not need roif. Nosnun b'chaysolos, what is chaysolos? Rashi says, kalim, these are types of your basket, she'oisim ululovin, these are made out of the leaves of a lulav, of a palm tree. V'nosan akli molei, put in a full keli b'meduri, put it into the fire, tzrichin roif, lefish tziburim yachat, since they're compressed together, and it shall have a shechoyla likonis behem, the flame cannot enter these chaysolois to kindle and ignite all the garinim. This was a memre of Rav Huna. That's what Rav Huna held. Maskif lo Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde says, I wish to disagree with you. I think the svara is mamish punkt verkehrt. Kanim, if these kanim are not tied together, so then you said it is sufficient if you kindle a miktsas of these kanim and it will continue burning by itself. No, mevadron, if they're not tied together, they're going to spread out. So one will not ignite from the other. If they're not compressed together, so by putting them down, they might spread out. So it won't burn well. So you have the gzeire. Ogdom pum fakert. If they're bound together, loy mevadron, then it won't spread out. Fakert, then it's good. Garinim, the same lomdis is by garinim. If these are not compressed together, mevadron, they're going to spread out. So fakert, you're not assured of a good fire. Nosnim b'chaysolos loy mevadron. Itmo nami, we learned, nabaraise, omar av kahane, so there are different girsois over here, let's learn Rashi's girse, kanim she'ogdon tzrichin roiv. Kanim she'ogdon tzrichin roiv. If they're bound together, you need roiv. V'loiv ogdom ain't tzrichin roiv. This is like Rav Huna. Garinin tzrichin roiv. This is like Rav Chizde. Nosnim b'chaysolos ain't tzrichin roiv. So that's a different girsois over here. What does Rashi say? Rav Kano makanim she'ogdom tzrichin roiv ke Rav Huna. The flame will not penetrate. Lavduri loy chashinon. You don't have to be afraid they'll spread apart. Ta aruchin hain. They're long. Ukvedim. And they're heavy. They won't spread apart. Garinim shenosnum b'chaysolos ain't tzrichin roiv. Kerav chizde shenoichin lidolik. These burn very easily. Aval b'loy chosolos mevadri. They could separate. Since they're not long and they're not heavy, there's nothing to assure us that they'll stick together, so there you tzrich and roiv. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Arba Medureis, there are four types of fires, which it matters what the fuel that is burning, but if it is a certain fuel, not a fuel of Eitzim, ain't tzrich and roiv. And what is these four types of fires? Shel zephes, of pitch, b'shel gofris, and sulfur, that is vishal revav, vishal kira, and fats and wax. These burn very easily. So memele, we don't need roiv. Masnisa Tonim, the Braisa we learned, Av Shel Kash V'Shel Gavova. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Medure Loshen Hese Godol, it is a large fire. Revav Shumin V'Shave V'Chol Dova Hanitach, anything that melts. Gavove She'goivivim Min Hasode, you gather it up from the fields. These are, I think it's a thin substance that burns very easily. Kash Znove She'boilim, this is the psoilus, the tails that grow by the wheat. Comes out together with the wheat. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim shel bovel ein tzrichen roiv. Eitzim shel bovel, see in a minute what this is, this also does not need roiv. Maskif lo Rav Yosef mahi. What is this eitzim shel bovel? Ilema silti, if it is silti. Now what is silti? La'acher she'osum eitzim dakim. They used to make shavings. And ubebovel noyigim came. So if a person had a large amount of shavings of wood, you don't need roif. This burns very easily. That's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosef asked, if you're speaking about silti, about shavings, Hash the psile, Omar ulo hamadlik tzor sheyadlik beroiv hayoytzei silti mi boy. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hash the psile shel beget. A person had a wick that was made out of material. Hatvula b'shemen. Omar ulo. Hamadlik ner shel Shabbos. If a person wants to be madlik the ner shel Shabbos with this wick, tzorich sheyadlik beroiv hayoytzei meroi shapsi lechutz l'ner. Most of the wick he has to ignite, and then he's mekayim mitzvahs hadlake. That means you have such a combustible material. You have a wick made out of beged, and you soaked it in oil, so it burns very easily. Afal pi kein, Ula said that you're not mekayim mitzvah hadlake kol zman, you did not ignite roiv of the wick. So the silti, the shavings, which avada givis, are worse than a psila. Avada givis, you should need roiv. Ela Omar Rav Yosef. Shucha the alza. So Rabbi Yosef said, you know what Eitzim Shel Bovel is? Shucha the alza. Now, Shucha the alza, Shucha means the bark, the alza of a cedar tree. The bark of a cedar tree. Now Rashi comes and tells us something over here. Shucha the alza, Yoveshu, the bark is dry, Vidak, it is thin, V'yesh kemin tzemer, and there's a type of woolly substance ben klipa le'etz, between the klipa, the bark, and the etz. V'hu maviroi, and this woolly substance will ignite the bark, misha'ochza boy'ol. When this woolly substance starts getting inflamed, so this will ignite the bark. So the Rashba asks the Kasha over here, the Rashba asks, he buys by a Tzorach Iyun, he doesn't understand the Gemara. We're going to learn in Yitz Hashem, Perik Vamem Adlikin, the Gemara speaks about this Shuche Da'arze, this woolly substance, the people used to make them as wicks. And the Mishnah says they're puzzle for wicks. They don't burn well. So this shuchet da'arz is not good for a wick. So the Rashba asks, so he doesn't understand. The Gemara asks the kasha from Ula. If a person takes an ideal wick and he dips it into oil, so Ula said one is not ensured that it will burn good till the majority of the wick is burning. That's an ideal wick. Shuche da'arze, which is a not ideal wick. It is a pasul wick. All of a sudden, this is good. Same for Emphat. Here you don't need Roif. The Rashba blibes by a Tzorich Iyun. The Gamhorovitz wants to say that we are not speaking about this, that's 100% true. This woolly substance is inferior to a psila of Beged. But we are speaking about when the woolly substance is attached to the bark. The bark is yovesh and dak. So the minute this woolly substance gets ignited, so then it seems the bark automatically, huma viroi mishalza bayu. You just have to, this is enough sufficient, you have here a dry, thin piece of wood, and this, it seems, is even better than a psila. That's what the Gamhorovitz wants to say. We're not speaking about the woolly substance alone. We're speaking about the bark together with the woolly substance. Rami Baraba Omar Zazo. Zazo is dry twigs of some sort, which also seems are very combustible, and this is even better than a psila shell that nitval b'shem. Zot the Mishnah Vayta. Ba'me madlikin uva'me ein madlikin. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us, in order to, the Neirei Shel Shabbos are made out of two components. You have the fuel and you have the wick. So the Mishnah is going to speak about wicks which should not be used on Shabbos and a fuel which should not be used on Shabbos. Ba'me madlikin uva'me ein madlikin. Rashi says, Lasseis psila. Kolhani de masnisen meforish bigmorah. If we'll have difficulties in translating the words, we should have to have patience. We'll see the Gemara also had these difficulties, and the Gemara takes care of it. Eim adlikin loy belechesh, v'loy bechoysen, v'loy bechaloch, v'loy bepsila seidon, v'loy bepsila samidbor, v'loy biroikesh al pnei hamoyim, v'loy bezefes, not with pitch, v'loy b'shava, not with wax, v'loy b'shemen kik, and not with oil. There's a machlik is what the shemen kik is. Others say it's castor oil. V'loy b'shemen sreifa. Shemen sreifa, we'll see this is the different alochin gans, and that's shemen that is a mitzvah to burn, like trumat meyeh. V'loy b'alye, v'loy b'chelev. Nochem amodei oimah madlikim b'chelev mavushel. One is permitted to be madlik with fats which were cooked, v'chachamim ha'imrim, echad mevushel, v'echad sheini mevushel, ein madlikin bay. Loi b'zefes v'loi b'shava. So we started off speaking about the materials which are possible for wicks. And now when we come into zefes and shava, so Rashi says, lavlin yim psila. Here we're not speaking about wicks anymore. Elalos says, b'mekayim shemen. Here we're speaking about to use this zefes, the pitch and the wax, b'mokim shemen instead of oil. V'cholani mezefes v'ilach psulei shmonim ein. These are posel for fuels. Zok taisves b'meh madlikin pa'omim meforish may desolik minei pa'omim b'meh shehischil. The Tana, there's no seder. That is the seder. The seder is that there's no seder. Sometimes the Tanna speaks about two in Yonim. He either can start off with what he ended, or he can go back to what he started with. Sometimes he starts explaining what the inyan he ended with. Pomim b'meshe hischil. Echad mevushel hoche maskil she'enai poshet trila. First he's saying the bigger chiddush. Chaim the kamu makoimis. He says first the bigger chiddush. Masha kosag yusus Rashi the suke befurish b'mokim achem. Now let us see taitshverta. Lechesh, what is lechesh? Shucha da'arze. So this is familiar. This is the bark of a cedar tree. So the Gemara asks, shucha da'arze eitz ba'almo. You say you can't use this for a wick. A wick is a wick is made out of something that's similar to cloth. It's not this is a piece of wood. So how can you use wood for a wick? Shucha da'arze eitz ba'almahu. So the Gemara said, no, ba'amranise de isbei. There's a woolly substance between the bark and the tree. This woolly substance, you could make a wick out of it. And this wick is possible for Neir Shabbos. Rashi eats ba'almu upshita v'leichazi lepsila elalim dure. You can't use this for a wick. You could use it as fuel, but you can't use it as a wick. Amdanise can mean samar yesh benkli posay la'etzay. There's a woolly substance between the bark and the tree. And we're speaking about he made a wick out of this woolly substance. V'loi b'chaysen. What is chaysen? Omar Rav Yosef, ni'oire shel pishtan. We'll see soon what ni'oire shel pishtan means. But chaysen means ni'oire shel pishtan. It's flax after a certain process. Omar le'abaye, how could you say chaysen is ni'oire shel pishtan? V'oksiv, the pasuk says, v'hoya ha'chosain li'ni'ores. The chaysin will become na'iris. So if it's the same thing, it's not shaykh that the chaysin will become na'iris. Chosin is a lishna dekha, chaysin is a lishna mishna bal kaponim. It's the same thing, this will become na'iris. Ella omar abaye, kisna de dayik v'loi nothitz. So the Meiri explains, when kisna de dayik means you have flax, shuhu nichtash, it is banged up, you bang it up, elo she'enoi minupitz, it is not combed, b'masreikei shel barzel, it is not combed out, they used to have iron combs with which to comb out this flax, v'kosher, so it's a very hard substance. So since it's a hard substance, even though you could make a wick out of it, but the fuel will not be drawn through this wick to the fire. It's not moishech the shemen. Let us see Rashi. V'hoya ha'chosen l'noiris. Alme chosen lav noiris u'chosen is not noiris. Kisne de daik v'leinofet. So the Gemara says, you're right. This is... Chaysen is kisne the daik v'loinofitz. It's nechtash, it was banged up. The kibin the loinofitz, since it wasn't combed out, and shemen nimshach achot. Nofitz is krafri. Some of this means the combing. Un oires min hadak shaboy. Un oires is when it, this is the thinner chalik of the flax. Sochi kam akro, pishtan achazok. The strong, hard pishtan yehofech. Will become lina oires klima hagiba yiyecholosh, the strong ones will become weak. Sag the Gemara weiter. V'loi bekaloch. Kaloch is also no good. Ona Shmuel sheltinu l'chol nechuse yame. He asked all the sailors. V'omri, so what is this kaloch? What is this? V'omri kulcho shmei. That this is kulcha. Rav Yitzchak Barzili yama gushkero. This is gushkero. Now what is gushkero? So Rashi says as follows. Gushkero is psoiles shel meshi. This is the psoiles of silk. Ha'osui kikoivim. That is made like a hat. These are the cocoons that the silkworm lives in. V'hu beis hatoilas. This is the dira of the silkworm. V'koyren loy pulvail. V'noivtsin oisoy. You comb it. V'toveyu. And you spin it. V'oisem imenu beget. And you make a beget out of it. A silk beget. V'osa lasais mimenu psila. But you're not allowed. It's very good. It's very, for the Shabbos Beket, it's beautiful. But to use it for the Neire Shabbos, does nicht. Kida Omar, bechol psulei psilis demas nisen. All the apostle wicks of the Mishnah, sha'oir misach seches bohem. The fire does not remain on the wick. It jumps. Kaifetzes v'nifsekes. It jumps and it doesn't hold on to the wick. The flame does not stay in one place, so it's a posel a wick. Gushkira al shem psoilis. It means it is not, it seems this is not the choshevis silk, this is the psoilis of the silk. Vigam pasubim kamoi kain, this is the inferior chalik of silk. Vigam pasubim kamoi kain nikreis, B'meseches Gittin, the Gemara says, B'shas Techulbin, that they sent out a shliach to bring soilus, and then finally they told them to get gushkira, which this is, that is the bread made out of bran, the soilus of the wheat. Rovin v'abaye haviyosvi kame deravne nechemye achue deresh galuse. Now this Ravne Nechemye, it seems he was a dignified person, the brother of the Reish Galuse. Chozye dahavi lovish metachso. He was wearing a silk baget. Omalei Rovin labaye. So Rovin said to Abaye, what were these two Ameroim thinking about when they see this person? Well, now I'll understand the Mishnah. Amalei Rov, Hainu Kaloch. That is the Kaloch. Now we'll see. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah. This Nan, that's Pshat Kaloch in the Mishnah. Yeah, they're Amerdika Limbo tasters. They learned the Mishnah Kaloch, Kaloch, Kaloch. Hey, you're not Madikim a Kaloch. What Kaloch is not a Parsha. I only have to know what Kaloch is. I know the Aloch, the Yamalik Bekaloch. Now they saw someone that was wearing silk. Now he said, Hainu Kaloch, this, oh, that's the Mishnah. Omalei. So Abaye told Rovin, Shira Pardo, Parnado Kerinalei, Parnado Kerinalei. That's Shira Parnado. We'll see Machlokes and Taisus what Abaye is speaking about. About Meisvei. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks a kasha. Let us see, but in order to appreciate the kasha, let us see Rashi in Taisvis. Rashi is Matachso, Lovush, Ha'osi Me'ese Kaloch. This was a beged made out of kaloch, a silk beged. Ano Shira, Anan Shira, Parnado Kerinolei. Perish Rabbein Etam, what is Abaye telling Rovin? Perish Rabbein Etam, the Kaloch de Masnissen Korinen Shire Parnado. That means, Rovin told him, this person was wearing Metachso. And he said, you know, this is the silk of the Mishnah, this is the quality of the silk of the Mishnah. And Abaye told him, no, I learned it's a different silk. It's Shira Parnado. Aval matachso lav hainu shira panado. Matachso is not shira panado. Not the shaila is what matachso is. Is matachso is kaloch or matachso is shira panado. We're speaking about the kaloch of the Mishnah. So, Rovin said the kaloch of the Mishnah is, matachso, this quality of silk. And Abaye said no. The kaloch of the Mishnah is shira panado. Avo metachso, lav hainu shira panada. Metachso not shira panada. Laihavi acher achum. Because shira panada, this was a very expensive quality of silk. This did not exist after the chumun. Kidama peg basra de saite. Mishachora, beis hamigdosh, after chumun abayis, botel shomir, uschuchis lavono, vishira panada. So they couldn't see someone wearing Shira Parnado, so mamele you have to say Abaye was going on the Mishnah and Kala. No, he's going on Matachse. He says, you call Matachse Kaloch. No, Matachse is Shira Parnado. Vahod koma hosom bottle, loy legamri bottle, not that Shira Parnado became bottle legamri. It wasn't so easy to find. Yeah, I just want to finish the Gemara. So the Gemara asks an Abaye Kasha, Meisvei, Hashiroyim, Vahakaloch, Vasirikim, Chayovim, Betzitzis. That Shiroyim in Kaloch, Achayiv, Betzitzis. So we see from here that Shiroyim and kaloch are two different things. So if Abaye said that what? Abaye said that the kaloch in the Mishnah is shigoyin parnado. So how could it be? How could it be two different things? He said it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Iboy yiseimo shira lechud v'shira parnada lechud. That is shira, shiroyim in kaloch ataka two different things. And shira parnado could be kaloch. Let us see, Rashi. Shiroyim mil ha'osi me'ikur ha'meshi. That is made from the meshi, ikur meshi. Sirikin osi min ha'meshi harach. This is the soft silk hamispatzel that splits. Umotzi be'meshi. One could also find this in silk. Akoyin loy bim koymeinu yidash. Chayovim betzitzis. What is the chiddush chayov betzitzis? The loy command the omar. Kol beget zemer opishton davke chayovim betzitzis midarais. One man the omar holds that the only beget that's chayov betzitzis is either a woolen or a linen beget. And this Tana tells us that no. Other materials also chayiv betzitzis. Midarais. Inami could be the standard holds. Midarabonan yechayiv ktoni. Miya asheroim vakala, miya asheroim vakala. Habaam shiroi lav hainu kaloch. So the more answers could be shiroim is not kaloch, but shiroi parnado is kaloch. Now let us go back to Toisves ba'amra nise, the isbei, that this is the woolly substance that is between the bark and the tree. That it's not good. It says, so why does he have to say in the beginning that this is no good? This is yaitz min eitz. It's also yaitz min eitz. So even though it says, I could take this with a grain of salt, and I could think there are other things which are also good. Therefore, the Mishnah to specify that this is not good. The loy bipsila so'idon. What is psila so'idon? Achvina we had before. This is the aroves, the tzapsefa. Rashi says, achvina arove, v'yesh kemin tzemer, ben klipo le'etz. Rovin va'abaye avikozli bepikso de tamrorisa. They were walking in the valley of tamrorisa. Chazino lahanu arvosa. So they saw these arvosa, these aroves, these safsefa. Omale rovin la'abaye hainu idon desna. It's meiridik. Whenever Rav and Abai came together and they were able to see something that wasn't the Mishnah, Amar Rav and Abai, Hainu Idon Desnan. That's Idon in the Mishnah. Amar Le'ahu Eitz Ba'almu. That's a piece of wood. That can't be Idon. In order to make a wick, you need something that's made out of material, not a piece of wood. Kolaf. So he peeled the bark. Achvilei. And he showed him. Amranisa de Beini Beini. He showed him the woolly substance that is in between the bark and the eitz. V'loi bipsilas hamidbor. Psilas hamidbor is also not good. What is psilas hamidbor? Shavro. Shavro, so let's see what Rashi says. Bipsa biko eitz baumu v'heichel erzil psila. I could use it for a wick. Shavro min esev oruch. It's a long, fibery type of a grass, v'kairin oisai urtia. This is what today we call a milkweed. Zogt de Gemara weiter, v'loi b'yroika sha'al p'nei hamoyim. Now, yroika is a type of a moss. Maihi, what moss are we speaking about? I leima uchmesa d'charitzi, if we're speaking about the moss that accumulates in water. If ruchi mefalchon, this you could never put together to make a wick out of it. Elo amarav pope uchmesa da alva. We're speaking about the moss that grows on the boats. that moss, it seems, one could make a wick, and he's telling us that it is possible. Let us see Rashi. If ruchi mefalchon, loy motzil mevet psila minei. You can't make a wick out of it. What is the Mishnah speaking about? Ruchi mesod ba'arves svina misakemes b'mokim echad b'mayim. If you have a ship that stays in one place in the water, godol yirak roikis soviv shuler mibachutz. So there's a green type of moss that grows on the ship, and this green type of moss, you could make a wick, and it is possible to be Madlik Ner Shabbos.